Last I saw, you know, Steadfast Spirits has donated 3,500 containers of sanitizer. Is that accurate, or has that gone up since then?
That has gone up. So we are probably more around the 3,800 4-ounce bottle number. And then we're hoping to break the 4,000 probably by Tuesday or Wednesday, it looks like it.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, if somebody comes in and they get their 4-ounce bottle, but they want more, that would cost them, right? They get the first one as a freebie, then what happens?
The first one's for free. And then we are just asking for an at-cost donation of $3 for however many they may need. And that is helping to fund the donations that are going to the local fire department, police departments, home health care companies, hospitals, and everybody else who's getting donations right now.
All right. So I've read that you had some delivered to the Danville Police, Concord Hospital. Anybody else that's in the pipeline to get your free sanitizer?
Oh, absolutely. So we've been doing a lot of donations to Madbury Fire. We've done Loudoun Fire. Most of the fire and the police departments in our area, plus southern New Hampshire. And then we've done multiple different hospitals, as I said, home health care, so the VNA, the post office here in Concord, local businesses. It's really, if anybody who is in need, we are making sure that they have sanitizer. And then if they, for some reason, need more for industry, we just ask them for a donation to help us to continue to give.
All right, so this is not a moneymaker for you. This is just probably trying to cover your cost, and even then, I'm going to guess that you're not.
You're guessing correctly. Yeah, no, this is definitely not. My husband, the owner, is a firefighter by trade and works as a firefighter on the front lines, and their department ran out of hand sanitizer, so he, at that point, said, screw this. We are going to change our operations at the distillery, and we are going to make sure that everyone has clean hands or sanitizer so they can do their shopping, because the cleaner the hands, the sooner this stuff is going to go away.
Boy, that's so true. So this has turned out to be something that a lot of distillers around New Hampshire have kind of embraced. Are you in touch with some of the other people doing what you're doing?
We are. So we are the newest distillery on the block, but that we are joining a whole heap of amazing distillers here in New Hampshire. We have a distillers coalition, so we are working together every day to say who needs what material because it's hard to source. So we have been in touch with our partners in Nashua and Derry, Manchester, Lee. We've got some guys out in Westchester who are doing it. Out of the 13 distilleries in the state that are open for tasting rooms, we are working with at least probably 8 to 10 of them who have switched operations to do what they can to just make sure that sanitizer is available for the community. You know, you can't always wash your hands, but we can go out and we need to do some essential shopping from time to time. Or, you know, we have so many workers on the front line, whether they're visiting Nurses Association to our Postal Service workers. So now we're providing collectively the opportunity for them to stay healthy, but for everyone to really benefit to stay as healthy as possible.
Sure.
While we do the essential shopping.
I want to echo something you said here a moment ago as you've described the process that other distillers are using. Sourcing the different materials that you need, not as easy as it might sound, because the big guys like Purell and all those are probably sucking up most of the inventory.
There's definitely a supply chain challenge, and it's also a lot of people are trying to make sanitizer at home, so as long as you're following like the World Health Organization recipe, it's great, but everybody's buying up glycol or aloe or hydrogen peroxide just like they're buying up the alcohol. We're just in a great position as a distillery to have, we have alcohol, that's what we make, so we have the primary ingredient. It's just sourcing the bottles and the labels and making sure we're all federally compliant as well. So it's ingredients, it's making sure everybody's happy on federal and safety levels, and then it's just getting it out to the public.
Well, I want you to be able to talk a little bit about Steadfast Spirits Distilling Company. What's your go-to or signature product?
So we're only 9 weeks old, so we're the new guys on the block, as I mentioned. In addition to the sanitizer that we completely switched our operations to, we actually, our claim to fame right now is moonshine. So we have 9 different varieties of moonshine. Moonshine is just an unaged whiskey for anybody who's a little bit nervous. And we're just trying to flip the lid on it so that everybody knows that it's fun and there's a cocktail ready to be made for anybody. And even if you think you're not a whiskey drinker, we love the challenge of trying to show you you are. You just don't know it yet.
I've kind of come over to that side myself the last couple of years, so I'm looking forward to popping in sometime. Okay, what are the hours when people can come by to Steadfast Spirit Distilling, and where are you in Concord?
So for right now, during the everything going on, we are trying to be open 12 to 5 every day, Fridays and Saturdays. We're staying open till 6. And we are located on Hall Street in Concord. So it's 134 Hall Street. Once you get there, we're in the same complex as Litherman's Limited. So if you're a brewery fan, we're right two buildings down. And we have big signs that say distillery this way. So just follow the arrows and we'll bring you in for some sanitizer and shine.
Fabulous. Thank you for doing that, Lori, and to all those that are brothers and sisters in distilling. You guys have really gotten together and doing a good thing for the state. And we'll keep in touch with you. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it on behalf of everyone who's doing this. We just want everyone to be safe and healthy.
And you have a safe day yourself.
Thank you.